last game, but...
Don't worry about the last game. You're never going to win that at full
Was this the last game your closest game?
Wait, was that Morningwood and...
It wasn't as close as... We'll talk about it on the podcast, yeah. but it wasn't yeah, as close
scored
as the
score. Last
yeah,
drive.
They scored at the end when they were down by 17.
Oh, I saw that girl Saki, though.
That's really cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My favorite thing when I was doing the podcast with like Lenny and my favorite thing when I was doing the podcast with Lenny and Jim was when Jim would start the podcast early and then just jump into it.
Yeah.
Kind of like right now. Hey. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to TSL 2020, because we don't actually have a season to identify here. Podcast. I am your host, Joe K. My co-host, Emily Curry, couldn't be here for reasons I don't know, because she should have nothing to do since it's been forever since we've done one of these. So I have replaced her with Emily 2.0, Emily Schilling. Say hello.
Hello.
She was around the fields all day taking pictures, so that was really exciting. So she should have some insight and doesn't know the name of anybody, but that just fits in.
Accurate.
The person right across the table from me has a fantastic beard. He's been very helpful, and he shut you right out if you could not sign into your app coming into the fields. Mr. Jeff Kroll is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Joe. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And then finally, this is a guest I really like having on this show. It's impossible to get him at times. It was almost impossible today, even though he's the one who picked the day. But ladies and gentlemen,
today?
The T in the TSL. It stands for Topper. Topper is here.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so.
I'm used to sound effects.
Oh, yeah, well.
We could have clapped for you.
Yeah, boo! Boo! I mean, I don't really know what you want there. So, I don't know how the audio is going to sound because I haven't made a podcast in about a year, and we have one microphone because I screwed up everything else. So, sorry if it's terrible. I'll work on it. I don't really care. You're going to listen anyway. So
2020, everything's screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's backwards.
Following theme.
Let's just cut right into it. This has been one hell of an off season. The last time we played here was... almost a year ago, the end of October, and we didn't get to start until August 15th because obviously COVID is insane, and I mean, things are different for a lot of other reasons. Let's just cut right to it. It's the first podcast that I've had to make to start a season again where we lost somebody extremely important to the league.
Yeah.
Ramir, of course, left us, unfortunately, this during this offseason, and as weird as everything was here with like the snow fence and the guidelines that we'll get into that everybody did really well with, like the weirdest part about it still was that he just wasn't there barking at people, hugging people, smiling at people. And Topper, I was just curious for you, like how weird was it for you to not have him here?
Well, it was an adjustment. I mean, we have a TSL crew now that took over, so that was good.
We got
We have shirts.
Long sleeve shirts on a 90 degree day.
The first thing I did on a Sunday morning before I even updated the scores was I ordered short sleeve shirts for us.
Yes!
Hey, that's awesome.
That's big news for us. I'm not even going to lie about it.
I hope they're here for this Saturday because this Saturday is going to be hot too. Not seeing Ramir. I mean, I thought not seeing Lenny at the fields was weird, but not seeing Lenny at the fields was even weirder.
Yeah, you said Lenny twice there.
Ramir at the fields.
Like, it is weird. Like, I've said it before. I actually thanked Ramir personally last year because I felt like it was insane to think we would have a season without Lenny. But Ramir, to his credit, stepped up. He did more. He just made the league work last year when we didn't really know what the hell was going on. Now we extra don't know what the hell's going on with, COVID and the world being nuts. And then not to have Ramir has just been insane. But, I mean, missing him was still felt. Even through all the craziness we had to go through, and I just wanted to make sure we acknowledge that, Ramir first, of course.
And Ramir was good because he knew most of the people in the league. So when
100%.
People were coming in, checking in, I was like, "Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?" And Ramir.
He would have done a much better job. I don't
even know, Tom. I don't even know why you were checking people in because you don't know what people look like without masks.
I know.
Topper actually turned back his own reflection earlier.
I did. And my dad.
Yes, that was the best. You're when your dad, that was my favorite part, was like your dad walked up and he had a manila folder for like no real reason.
All I can tell you.
I want to know why in a minute, but everybody thought the health department was there right away.
Oh, yeah.
We were just like, oh, here he's coming to ruin everything.
He had a real air of authority too, not like his son.
Oh, got him. But I remember, I think, Jeff, you were at the gate with me and Emily, and you're both like, who's this guy walking up? And I was like, at first I was like, it's Topper's dad, and then I don't think anybody caught it.
We thought that was a joke, though.
No,
right?
I definitely knew it was Topper's dad, but I was cool with you guys believing the other thing until he just walked right in. Although, he wasn't on a roster, So that's a problem. Like, that's already breaking a guideline.
So we debated whether or not we could turn him away at the gate, and we decided it's probably not a good idea.
I was right there, so it's not like he had far to go, but he wanted to talk to me about a new car.
I felt like I could have waited.
Does he not know what was
that? What was in the manila folder?
It was like all his car information. Okay. And he wanted to go over the numbers with me. I'm like, Dad, you know, I'm in the middle of a game here.
Now, does he know that we had to do all this like extra pandemic stuff too?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, if he knew that, and was still like, so Patrick, what's up with the car?
What do you think about the Mazda?
I also think that like 20 people just learned that Topper is. Not short for, but a nickname for Patrick. I think some people don't know your real name.
No one knows my real name. I mean, a lot of people don't. I mean, some people do, but...
I think everybody
does.
Most
of the people
really
don't, I don't think.
No. So, but. I don't think so at all. All right, so let's get into it. I know that everything looked weird when you walked to the fields, and we should go over the guidelines again quickly. As far as I know, there were no big problems, correct? Like, nobody was a jerk.
No, I mean, little issues. I mean, people, you know, should wear their mask until game time. So when they come in prior to their games, they should wear the mask while they're warming up.
Okay.
And when they're leaving the fields.
Okay.
Other than that, it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, you were at the gate most of the day. Did anybody try to, like, sneak in and give any shit?
Yeah, I was worried that people were going to try to jump over the snow fence just because it's low enough.
Huh.
Everyone was super respectful. I was blown away by how patient everyone was waiting at the
really
gate.
Cool.
Yeah, everyone was really surprisingly, I don't know that I should be surprised by this, but everyone was very, very cool about it. Everyone understood, like, this is the only way we're playing games this session, because if we kind of adhere to these new regulations we're under. So I thought everyone did great with it.
I think the last thing anybody wants to be is like that person that just
exactly.
like ruins it. Well, Mo wants to be that person that ruins it for everybody, but we don't need to get into it. But
different
he's listening.
Mo. Not
so
my
fine.
Nemesis Mo.
Not your nemesis Mo.
He just wants to ruin
And he
your
beat
day.
You, and we'll get to talk about
he,
that in a few
did,
minutes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I didn't realize that Mo beat you until.
I'm surprised he's not here
for
the ambush that you guys have prepared.
We have a special guest for you.
I just wanted you to be here, so like I wasn't going to ruin it for you. I'm just happy you're here. Like. People like hearing from you, of course. Is there anything else you guys would like to mention about the guidelines? Is there anything we need to pay more attention to? I think the refs did an excellent job, too.
Yeah. I mean, I never ventured past field one. I never had a chance.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed is people were checking in before their game time. And if you could check in after game time when you're walking in, it would make it easier to check you in.
Yeah.
Especially for those of us who don't necessarily know everybody, to find your name, it's easier if... It's right there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So there were really two ways that we could check people in. It was either from the list, or if people filled out the survey right in front of us,
right.
They could just hold up their phones. A lot of people that I talked to had checked in like hours earlier,
right.
So they didn't have it up on their phone anymore. We had to scroll through a whole long list of names to see if they were checked in. So really the best thing people can do is check in right before their games when they arrive in the parking lot. Takes all of, you know, a minute to do that.
Yeah, there were definitely, because we have, in the super cool Topper Telegram app, we have a special channel now that tells us every time you check in, essentially. It goes right to, are you okay or not? But it told us that a few people were checking in, like, Friday night and stuff, and, you know, we had to tell them, you still got to do it right before your game, or at least as close to it as possible. Like, just try to keep in mind of that, because, again, it's the little thing like that that could just spiral this for dumb reasons that we have no control over. But I mean, you worked with New York State to like make sure like you guys have an action plan, like I've seen it actually, so I mean,
verified.
This is everything that they said to do, and maybe even then
yeah
some.
I mean, if some people would do their homework they would go out there and see that New York State put guidelines together for us to do it, and you know, we follow the guidelines. We probably exceeded guidelines, to be honest.
I would say so. I mean, but I'm biased as hell, so whatever, it doesn't matter. But one thing I do love more than anything is the fact that we actually got to play games.
We got to play games.
And that's what you guys are here to listen to, not us just talk about how great you are, but usually we talk about how terrible you are. So this is a nice change of pace as well. I think we're just going to jump right into it. This is normally where I tell Emily to read the scores for the 10 o'clock games. So do you want to read the scores for the 10 o'clock game, other Emily?
I would love
Emily?
To.
I don't know. Struggling. Speak louder so the kids can hear you.
Because I can't.
Okay, 10 o'clock games. Why So Serious? Public Enemy was 20-38.
Who won?
Yeah, you have to say who in who won fashion.
Oh.
That's really important.
Okay, so Why So Serious? 20. Public Enemy, 38.
There we go.
Peachy Platoon against Bullet Club. Peachy Platoon, 27. Bullet Club, 33. The Untouchables, 27. Against Scared Hit List, 28. And then the last 10 o'clock game was Uncle Rico's 45 to Overcompensators 21.
We're working out the Kings, kids. Don't be too mad about it. Now,
fair.
that's just where it comes from. Now, I didn't see any of the 10 o'clock games, even though I heard a lot about my game since I wasn't here for the first hour, unfortunately. But, you know, people die and you have to go to their funerals. That's just a thing. I'll get it out of the way quick then. Bullet Club scored on the last play of the game. Jeff, did you see it, by the way? Because like you texted me and told me.
Yeah.
I know Ricky just threw a bomb and he said he screamed, "Football is back!" And Todd Hallis made a really cool catch. But
it's funny, that might have been the only play of the whole game that I saw. And just
but
watching,
I think you have to back up a little
before
the play of the game.
Okay.
Because first of all, Ricky got denied at the gate because he had.
Yes, I wanted. Well, I was going
to. We were going to talk about the dual QB system.
That's my favorite thing right now.
Ricky wasn't even playing for the first half of the game.
We got lucky. Well, I guess he just missed a drive. So
was it just a drive? Okay.
Now,
it seemed like
I guess it's just funny. Yeah. So I'm literally at my I'm at a 2-for-1 funeral. My grandmother passed away in March, but we couldn't do anything because of COVID. And then her sister, my great aunt, passed away like a few weeks ago. So they were getting buried together. So we had one dual funeral. I'm pulling up to the cemetery to do this, and Ricky starts calling me and texting me out of the blue. I'm like, man, I know the game's supposed to start in like 47 seconds, so what's going on? And he brought his daughter, and if you guys don't know, you can't have spectators, you can't bring your kids. It's really crappy. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm pretty sure I failed along the way to like remind him of that, so it's not really his fault. But either way, Ricky couldn't get in, and the game was started. So just by chance, Jeff Easton, our old quarterback, who, he hurt his knee and then he had to work and stuff, so he hasn't been around for a little bit, he can make it. So he's like, oh, I'm going to come watch the game. Not a big deal. I always put Jeff on our roster because he's Jeff, whatever.
Right.
So luckily, they were just like, hey, Jeff, guess what you're doing? You're playing the first drive. So apparently, Jeff played the first drive. We scored a touchdown. And then that was it. And then Ricky got in. I guess Jess McAndrew watched his daughter.
Yep, she did.
And then the score was 7-6 at halftime, and it proceeded to be like a shootout in the second half, and that led to what ended up being a thing where I guess Peachy scored with less than a minute to go to take the lead, and then Ricky made magic happen, apparently. So
yeah, but Todd came like 2 minutes before the game ended. He won.
Yes, 100%. I know he had. That's the other thing about this game. Todd texted me at like 12:30 that night before, and he was like, my child, his kid had T-ball. He's like, I'm probably going to miss the whole game with everything because I have to bring the family home, et cetera, et cetera. And then he just ended up showing up with like 5 minutes left in the game to make apparently, was it a one-handed catch I had heard? I don't know. You saw it.
It looked spectacular. I don't know if it was one hand or two, but it was a real nice walk-off.
It was a nice catch.
Really awesome way to start the season, I'd say. I can't complain about it because usually that's how we would lose
the game.
And I'm really excited that we did it. I'm not going to lie about it. It's pretty cool. Did anybody see any of the other games?
Well, the first play in that Why So Serious game, I think Jeff and I were watching.
Yeah.
And
you're laughing a lot.
Oh, yeah, because it was just...
You can imagine how it went. I mean, it's Pete's quarterbacking debut, right?
Right, Pete's quarterbacking debut for Why So Serious. And he goes back, scrambles a little bit, and just throws a pick.
Oh,
first
no.
play of his.
To who?
I want to say Tommy Hughes.
Wow.
I don't think it was Tommy Hughes.
Oh, man.
I thought it was somebody else.
All right.
I don't recall, but I didn't think it was Tommy.
But they battled back, and they made it a competitive game. I don't know how close it was, but it was
18 points.
Yeah,
we actually read the scores off right before.
Pretty good against like Public Enemy. I guess my question is, there are so many teams that are afraid to go up to D1. So you finally get a new team that's like willing to make the leap and like go up to D1, and you schedule them against Public Enemy.
Well,
in
I didn't look at the
that's
team.
That's a really
name.
Harsh.
Just it's just numbers matching up.
I used to give Topper a bunch of scheduling crap, and Jeff, you'll be able to jump in on this one too because Topper sent the schedule out after he finally got to make it. And I've always said the last at least 3-4 seasons, Topper, if you need any help with the schedule, let me know. And he's like, Joe K, I like you too much to let you into this world. It's usually a 12-hour, 3-bottle-of-wine-an-hour fest, and Topper just eventually like comes out. And it's kind of like when they choose a new pope, the smoke color changes from his chimney. And he sent it to us. He's like, I finally did this. Please check to make sure everything's right. And I knew I was doing it immediately, and in my head, I kind of knew Jeff was doing it too. And there was honestly not too bad for the schedule, but like, you're not looking at team names at this point. You're just looking.
Exactly.
You're just putting up numbers that don't mix, and then afterwards you have to double check to make sure like a couple teams don't play at the same time.
Sure.
But I'll give you credit. You only had two teams play at the exact same time. And, you know, having two games at once.
Because I had them X'd off, I couldn't see the numbers.
And then D3 was just completely screwed, but I 100% took an hour and just, like, rescheduled it. But it worked out better.
It was perfect.
Well, nobody, yeah. I wanted, everybody should play everybody, right. And that's the way it goes. So,
I knew something wasn't lining up.
So, right. I don't know. Public Enemy versus Wise Wizard Series is, like, an opening game is actually kind of fun, and... I'm glad Wise Wizard didn't get killed.
Anyways, so might as well get
sure,
over.
I heard, I mean, you know they face in week two, right?
Do they again?
Eyes downtown.
Eyes downtown.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, what do we do?
Nothing. I love it.
It is what it is.
No, it should be random. Fire, right? I love it. I do love it. So, I mean, I love that Pete has his team out. I had heard that people had seen him play in a tournament, and I actually played against him in a tournament. They were okay, but I'm sure he got better players and stuff to jump up to D1. Yeah. But an interesting point, Jeff, you said people are scared to jump up to D1, and I'm starting to wonder at this point, like, why? Because I understood when it was, like, a bit of a murderer's row, but right now you're playing Public Enemy, who's getting a little bit older, but they're still really, really good. I'm not even coming close to talking
really
shit about them.
Game.
Yeah. They know the game. Yeah. Eyes Downtown knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. Marketing Mayors are extremely good.
They can compete with either of
them, yeah. But, like... I think D2 teams have a good shot at coming up. You can play well against Gryffindor. You can play well against tight ends, even though I think tight ends is coming along too. And then Wise Wizard Series is another team that people would argue could have been in D2 if D1 was packed. So, like, it's not as cutthroat as maybe four seasons ago it was. So don't be as scared, people. That's just always weak sauce for me.
Talking to the Dilfs. I mean, what?
Hey, the Dilfs who apparently wouldn't move up or else they'd all quit. But then they added a bunch of people who probably should have put them in D1. But that's irrelevant. We're good here. We're good.
Well, they just lost to the D3 champ, so I don't know. Maybe they should be back in D3.
Well, they didn't have Travis, so it's irrelevant. All wins over Dilfs without Travis are voided. I know that for sure. But we'll talk about that when we get all the way to 3 o'clock.
Standings.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Uncle Rico's beat up on overcompensators. Shout out to overcompensators. They're a good bunch of people. They won D5. They did the right thing, moved up to D4. Uncle Rico's, though, now, obviously, it's hard to, like, remember who the D4 teams are from, like, last season, because A, again, almost a year ago, B, everybody always remembers the Angels and the Stunts, so, like, the other teams kind of get almost forgotten in a way, but Uncle Rico's, like, they started off slow last year. Yeah. I was looking at it, and they ended up being really good towards the end of the season.
They had
now,
a great
granted,
second half,
they had a great second half, and it looks like they're just really continuing it here, and they ended up winning 45-21, again, overcompensators first game. I don't know if they were missing people or anything, but like.
Well, I think Uncle Rico's added Chris Nelson.
They didn't add him. They have him, and I think this is the only roster he's on this season, so that's pretty exciting because that me last year. But that's fine. That's fine. We get over it. It's fine. And then, do you know? So Scared Hitless, I know, is half of Endgame because Endgame had some sort of breakup or split or whatever, and that's cool. Like whatever, it happens, and. Do we know who the Untouchables are?
I don't know a thing about the Untouchables.
Don't.
Oh, is that that blue team?
Well, let's be more specific.
Maybe. Is that a good answer?
I heard, if it is the blue team, I heard that they are also a team that sort of split up, but I don't know what team it was or where they came from.
I'm trying to find...
I'd have to go through my...
Do you have rosters on this thing or what?
All I know is that Matt Helm's the captain. I don't know who Matt Helm is, so that hurts.
So they've been around.
So they've been around. So Topper recognizes the name, which is more than he normally would do. So this is exciting.
Right. But where?
Well, they're more than welcome to come up to us and tell them who they are. But that is still, not a bad first showing. Only a one-point loss. I'm sure that game was exciting. I wasn't there to see it, and apparently...
I wasn't prepared to do research tonight, but I will see.
You're not doing that much research. It's fine. You're doing good. But so that's it for the 10 o'clock games. 11 o'clock comes along. Emily... Give it to us.
11 o'clock. Jabronis, 22. Slytherin, 33. All We Do Is Quinn, 30. Buffalo Solar, 14. The Untouchables, 26. Frodo, 40. And Intentional Pounding, 0. To Mountain Doomy, 53.
Oh, boy. Oof. So the other half, like, so Third and Schlong's another team that broke up, and Intentional Pounding is... The one half of it, and they moved down to D5. They ran into Mountain Doomy, who also dropped down because they were in D4 last year. They performed pretty well, but for the first season. But again, when you're playing again, like I said, the Angels and the Stunts, it's just hard to compete in general, especially when you're trying to figure out the game. And they moved down, and I don't know if this is because they were like forged in fire a little bit in D4, or if it's just Intentional Pounding might be too high in division. Maybe they should be in six. I don't want to talk too much shit about the Kellers because they're some of our like greatest players in the league. But 53-0 is not the best way to get started, that's for sure.
I also feel like they're trying to figure out their new team too, because they have an entire new crew because their team did split.
Yeah, so I mean that doesn't help, that's for sure. Frodo Swaggins ended up beating Untouchable, so Untouchable is starting off 0-2. But 40-26 isn't too bad. I believe Garrett, I was talking to Garrett, and he had said that they didn't have any subs. So they didn't have any subs, but they still played pretty well. Frodo, I think, has the best shot at D3, maybe. Yeah. I'm trying to think of who
I
else.
I think Frodo's got to be the favorite in D3 right now. I don't know who else you would put above them.
Topper doesn't know who's in D3, so you can't look at him. No, you can't look at him for
I'll
that.
I'll look directly at you. So yeah, Ray here don't care. A lot that's of another team that won.
Yeah, they did win.
But not on Frodo's level, probably.
No, probably not.
So, I mean, Frodo's probably the D3 favorite at this point. Frodo's a team that probably could have moved up to D2 and done all right.
Well, there's another team that has a shot at beating Frodo, and that's all we do is Quinn. Now,
oh, sure.
Now, I know that they had lost, like we had said earlier, they lost Cat, which sucks, because Cat, people, if Ramirez were here, he'd be arguing that they lost their best player.
Yes.
I'll be here and argue that they lost their best player.
Yes.
So, Cat going to Scared Hitless hurts, of course, a ton, but I understand it. You know, she wanted her boyfriend to play, and when you have too many guys, it's the worst.
Yeah.
So, like, there's nothing that could happen. Quinn ended up playing Buffalo Solar in the crossover game because there will be one D3, D4 crossover game per week. Get used to it. This is that one. They won pretty easily, 30-14. Quinn should beat Buffalo Solar 30-14, so nothing like weird happened there.
Right. Also, Buffalo Solar didn't have their normal quarterback, though.
Oh, well, this is news. Okay.
Yeah, Andy didn't come.
Okay. Okay.
I think his foot's hurt.
Weak. He had almost a year to like not get hurt.
Right.
Then again, I did.
Joe, how's your arm doing right now?
I walked right into that one. Yeah. So I stink, but that's
so
that's
that
fine.
Might be a different story if their QB comes.
Okay, well that's good. So either way, Quinn, there's not much else for me to say about that game because that's what was going on as I was walking up to the fields and getting my long sleeve orange shirt on. So there's that. And then last but not least, at 11 o'clock, Slytherin taking an 11-point win over the Jabronis. Jeff, you'll probably, I know you have inside information on the Jabronis, so I'm not even gonna like pretend like you might. You do. Now, why? Like last year, they didn't win D3, obviously.
They didn't win
you
D3,
did
correct.
Because you did. You also did lose to them, and you owe them a water bucket bet.
It was a water boy bet, which we decided is probably not a good idea for this session with all the no spectator guidelines. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm ready to go whenever. You give me the blessing to go ahead.
You have an orange shirt, sir. You can hold water for the Jabronis.
I think it was our entire team that was supposed to do this, but I'm happy to lose that bet on behalf of the Bandits.
We'll just have you do it 10 times.
I'll do it 10 times. You got it.
So Jabronis, but they still jumped up to D2 anyway.
Yeah, they jumped up because if you look at the people on their team, like you look at an Eric Kleckler, you look at a Ben Stack. Number one, they're athletes, but number two, like they view themselves as being like upper level talent.
And
they don't want to be a D3 team.
I forgot about that.
So they did
have
Ben.
Looks
Ben was
differently, but they view themselves.
But they view themselves. Eric Kleckler. No, I'm not going to throw Eric under the bus too much, but I think that they are a D2 team. And look, I mean, they've got plenty of talent. Obviously, they've got talent. They added Ben from, what was his team that folded? Energy Buff?
Yes,
yeah.
Energy
yeah,
Buff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, yep. So they definitely made improvements on their roster. Their girls are really good. I think they added Amy Taylor as well. So they're definitely a good squad.
Well, that's going to be the weird thing about this whole season is as we learn the teams and stuff, because we have, what, 44 teams, I believe, is what we ended up with?
Yeah.
44 teams, but a lot of teams that folded, they split their players amongst players. Bullet Club's one of them. Like we ended up getting Jay German off A&A. We ended up getting Glenn Bird from what was he on? Ooh, what was the green? No pun intended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, other people have been sprinkled out throughout the league, which is very interesting because it makes it a unique league. Because I think if spring happens and hopefully it will just go as a normal season, I think we'll see A&A come back and will they reform? And it'll just be like an interesting. This is just going to be like a weird anomaly season, but it'll be fun because of it. And I don't remember exactly what my point was for this, so I'm just going to stop talking at this point. And
Just noticing there's Christmas decorations still up.
Yeah, I mean, like, the world ended. I mean, granted, it ended in March. But
no
like,
point
whatever.
Taking down now.
Yeah.
Just, it's
right around the corner.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that so much. But,
so we have anything to say about Slytherin in that game? I mean,
I did see
Gary drop a pass.
I did. I actually got a picture of it.
So Topper seen Gary drop a pass, and then you
got
a picture of it.
Yeah.
Can you send that to Topper and maybe blow
it
up?
On the website.
It's time to update the website, folks.
Gary, you can't do it. Topper, who would you want to see fail more? Mo?
Ugh.
Soleil.
Yeah.
Or Gary?
God, you know, I don't like ties, but I don't want to see a winner out of that.
But I think the winner is you.
Yes.
That's for sure. I love it. So, like I said, Jabronis came up, and I actually talked to Joe Miano after the game a little bit, and he had said, like, they're working on some stuff. You know, they have a couple players that, like you said, they added, but you haven't had that much practice time. And he said there's a couple missed throws, a couple missed plays, so...
I saw him hit the ball almost the length of the field.
Yeah, and good for Joe Miano, by the way. This was a guy, I think Jabroni started in like D6.
D6.
Yeah. And D6. They made the jump from D6 to D3, and people were like, wow, that's crazy. And then one session later, they're up in D2. So obviously, like, he's not afraid to go up against good teams and see what he can do. So good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not... I wasn't trying to say, like, they definitely shouldn't be in D2, because right now I don't know what team should be anywhere at this point, because, again, the roster sprinkling, which was my point that I forgot. And other than that, like, things have been pretty good there, too. Let's just move on to the noon games.
All right, noon.
Speak up.
I don't know if it's TOX or TOX.
TOX.
Versus 29 versus P. Terra Tacos.
It's the Terra Tacos, the P's silent.
P's silent.
Oh. Yeah. Learning things today. Practice squad 30 to Cobblestone 0. PC Plumbing 24 to Blitzkrieg 24. And Tater Tots 28 to Graves Bros 34.
Okay, Topper, you played in a game here.
Oh, I did.
You played with your new Tox team, which is a mix of new and old people in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean old specifically, but they're old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the one that says that.
No, it was fun. It was a good game. It was close for the most part. We put a makeshift team together of people that didn't have other teams, and it was fun, and it's all it was meant to be.
This is like your Milton boys then, basically, right?
Was
Milton
that
boys.
The orange? Were you orange?
Yeah. Yes.
Dave Walters made a really good catch that game.
Dave Walters did.
Well, Dave can catch. Dave's good. Yeah. Just Dave would be the first one to tell you his biggest issue is that, well, he's his biggest issue. And once, if, like, he's actually a really good player if he shows up.
If he shows up, yeah.
If he shows up.
No, and, you know, Joe from Terra Tacos, I mean, he can still sling the ball.
I saw him sling it a few times. Yeah. That was when your dad showed up, like we talked about.
I blacked out for a while looking at the numbers of the sticker shock from the car. But,
I love it. But Terra Tacos showed up, and now is the Terra Tacos about the same team that they were last year? Cause
pretty much, yeah.
It was like, all right. Yeah,
Mark's dad.
Because I'm pretty sure they did not have the best of luck last time they were out. I'm pretty sure they got their first win in like the last week of the season. Or
they were one of those last winless teams. Yeah. I remember.
I think they played a division up the last year.
No, they're in D5, 100%. They had to be because they were losing. Because I played it because I had filled in for them and we played overcompensators and got like murdered. I remember that game, which wasn't my fault. No, I'm just kidding, but it's good to see them back because I believe. You said they were the last team.
They were the very last team to get in.
Yeah, I remember we were waiting out when we had 43, and they're like, "Well, Terra Tacos are in to do 44." So that's cool. And then, congrats to Mark because he had. I mean, a lot of stuff happened to Mark since we last saw him, right? Like, he had a baby, right?
Baby.
And did they get married, or are they waiting on that? I don't remember.
No, they're married.
They're married, but they're waiting to have like the party. Because I remember he invited us to like some remote destination that we'll go to. You'll be my date. It'll be exciting.
Oh, but, fine.
If not, a no, fine. Kids. So. Good shout out to them for getting their first win, but shout out to you for having a team of like some really cool people.
Yeah,
and that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. Like the D5 teams where, you know, you mix people together and just have people stay in the league.
We'll win some.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my god, I'm still in pain.
Practice squad just came out and dominated Cobblestone.
But hold on a second. So
holding on a second.
After I got done with my third game of the day, I stumbled up to the bar. And was sitting at a table, and Daryl came by. And, of course, as Daryl does, he tells us all about his game.
Yeah.
But the way he made it out to be was that he got sacked on a play that the person came up to him after the game and said, "I really didn't get you."
Oh.
And he made it sound like it was a big, big
deal. Well, that sounds like a 30-point swing, honestly.
I was just going to say, that one sack.
There's an asterisk on that W.
Obviously.
But he must have spent 20 minutes going on about this, and not just once, several times throughout my after-game drinks. So I'm doing the scores the next morning, and I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute.
You thought it was like a 1 point loss?
Yeah. 30 points.
Daryl, this did not happen. Maybe Daryl thinks that there's a 30 point line.
I want my afternoon back.
Oh, man. What else? I lost it to my. Oh, Blitzkrieg and PC Plumbing. That's a tie. That's pretty cool. Now, PC Plumbing, like I said, the old Salino Sewer Rats, the old five star. I mean, I know they're a mixture of everything, and that's cool. They were a pretty good team last year. Like, they were the replacements last year, or at least some version of it, I want to say. And they were like mid to lower D6, because D6 was a mess last season. Not a mess, but just jumbled. Anybody could beat anybody. Blitzkrieg, however, was. I don't think they won a game last year. It was really close, and they weren't the best. And I tried to do my best here. I looked at the old the last article from the rankings committee where it shows like everybody's points for, points against, and I was like, I'm pretty sure Blitzkrieg was near the bottom, and they were near the bottom of D6. They just didn't have the best season, but they come out and they tie PC Plumbing, which is good. Obviously, it's better than losing. So. Blitzkrieg, maybe they're on the track towards winning, because again, I think they win later in the day.
They do win later in the day.
So that's a big day, because honestly, like when you said there were 44 teams, I was trying to figure out who wouldn't show up, and I honestly just assumed that they weren't one of them. I didn't know who they were, I guess, but hey, I don't care. They're here now, and they're more than welcome to come up to me and talk to me, because I think that'd be super cool to get to know. I mean, even though there's COVID procedures going on for us and the guidelines, I still want to know who everybody is, and
are
still.
They red?
Yes.
That's the girl that had the really nice catch.
Knee brace girl. Yeah, you said this. Knee brace girl. Okay.
The really nice
knee brace.
What do you think she was
going to
say, Topper? Cabinets.
I love Topper so much. So,
wait, is Katie Swanson on PC Plumbing?
Yes, she is.
She also had a really nice defensive play during that game. Boom. She knocked the ball out of a guy's hand, and
Katie,
he was mad.
Katie's awesome. I love her. She's one of the coolest people that I got to meet recently. We'll talk about her a little bit more in their other game. Graves Brothers beats Tater Tots by 6. That's a very good game. Graves Brothers, I think, is one of the more of the favorites for D6, assuming. I don't really know if they added or didn't add anybody, because I don't know anything in terms of rosters. I'll say that probably 100 times more. But Tater Tots, they've been getting better since they joined the league. I know that Drunk Meg is playing for them now. She's not playing for TMA, so that's pretty cool.
I think they also added Nick. I don't think he was there last year, and he actually had a really nice catch. It was like a bomb down the field.
What's a Nick?
His name's Nick.
Okay, well, hey, congrats, Nick. We have a Nick now. That's cool.
Must be cute.
Yes. Hello, LZ.
Good catch, Nick.
Good job, Nick. All right.
Nicknames get started. Good catch, Nick.
Good catch, Nick. Good catch, Nick and Knee Brace Girl. We're slaying it today.
One of them did better than the other.
I love it. That brings us to the 1 o'clock games.
All right, 1 o'clock games. Gray Hair Don't Care, 36. Gunson Fuego, 33.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait to talk about it.
Me too. TMA, 26. To the Bams, 48. PC Plumbing, 23. To Lenny's Ladies, 17. And then Blitzkrieg, again, 33. To the Bipolar Express, 16.
We can touch on that game right away. Blitzkrieg gets the win over Bipolar Express. I know for a fact that Bipolar didn't have most of their girls because I obviously talk to Gordon very often. So either way, that's still good. Blitzkrieg's 1-0-1, and Bipolar loses, but it's hard to win a game when you're missing like half of your roster and you're trying to throw it together. I think they only had maybe 2 subs on the sideline because they were next to our Lenny's Ladies game where, Jeff, people are sick of my voice, so why don't you tell them about our little game there.
So Lenny's Ladies, debut of a brand new team.
Yep.
It was supposed to be Joe K quarterbacking this session, which was really exciting.
It was.
We were going to get headsets. We were going to have a whole big thing.
We're not done yet. We got
I know.
Time.
It's,
Don't
it's,
ruin
it's,
it for the kids.
It's still happening. Don't worry. Don't worry. So we had a really exciting game coming into the week. Unfortunately, a lot of the players that are on our roster were unable to attend.
Oh,
so not great. Yeah, not
it's
great
the best,
attendance.
Like, Ramiro always told me, if you start a gender team, get like 18 girls on your roster. I'm like, that's just overkill. You're just hoarding, blah, blah, blah. So I think I have 11 or 12 or whatever, and I sent out my first group message. I'm like, hey, game time's at, 1, let's go, it's going to be great. And then 5 girls we're playing against Katie. Katie Swanson's supposed to be on our team. We're playing against her, so she can't play. And then, like, 2 other girls are playing at 1, and then, like, 3, one has a wedding, one has this, and it's like only 3 of our original girls are, like, in it first. And you're like, oh,
So we had to kind of build a new team.
This is what he means. Got
yeah,
it now.
Yeah.
Luckily, I mean, the whole point of Lenny's Ladies is just to have another gender team because we have so many talented women in the league that should get another game. So that's kind of where it came from. That plus, like, I want to throw a football, but now I can't do anything. It's super cool. But sorry, Jeff, continue.
You can't throw a football yet, Joe. You'll get there.
I think I can.
So it was a good game. So Jeff Easton, of course, quarterback for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a competitive game. I think it was a one-score game at halftime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At halftime, I think it was a one-score. Yeah, it was a good game throughout. I know that in the end, what we needed to win the game was a score, a stop, and a score, and we got the first two parts.
Yes.
So Jeff drove us down to the... what, to like the half-yard line a couple times?
A couple times
and failed from very close. So it's not like Lenny's Ladies weren't moving the ball. The girls were doing a great job. Jeff was doing a great job. Just failed to punch it in a couple times.
Yeah, you couldn't punch it in at the goal line with school.
Yeah.
I remember that Joy Thompson from PG Platoon, yep. She played for us. She ended up hit with an interception, which was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. A hard interception, too. Like, not a little gift.
Not like it went
right
to her. Yeah,
to
no,
her.
She, like, jumped in front of somebody and ripped
that,
out
she,
her hands.
She killed it.
It was really awesome, and I was happy to see it. I mean, it was, again, like, it was fun having you as offensive coordinator and calling stuff. It's supposed to be fun. That's why it's D6, and I think we nailed that for sure. Gray Hair Don't Care versus Enfuego is the best game of the day.
Yes.
From what I heard, Enfuego was up 33-8 at halftime.
Yeah.
I heard it was like 27-0 at one point. So yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
So I heard it was 33-8 at the half. I believe. I'm not sure.
Sure.
That's what I thought. So and then just absolute implosion. Now I like fucking with those guys. I'll just say it because it's just fun. But like, I don't really mean anything by it. But I was surprised when I saw that they were in D3. Like, they made the jump up when
they made a big jump. Yeah,
that's a big jump. I think they definitely needed to go D4 and play against the Angels. And well, actually, the Angels should have jumped up too. But that's another
story for another time. Yeah.
We'll get there at some other point. But like, all right, the ballsy D3 jump. That's cool. But I'm not sure if they really added anybody. Like, are they just being too cocky? Do you know if they added anybody?
So I don't think they added anybody. I don't know the answer to that, but I will say this. You know, if you're trying to, like, if we're trying to spin the narrative of this team right now, that,
right,
like, they got too cocky and they moved up a couple divisions, they also took a 33-8 lead in halftime of their first game, right? Like, they obviously played one half of great football to get a lead over an experienced D3 team.
Yeah,
so
what happened the second half?
Second half wasn't as good.
No.
Second half fell apart
things
a little bit.
Poorly. So,
sure.
I mean, I guess just... I heard that Blaze took it, not hard, but he was taking the blame on himself, which I guess he must have done something poorly.
The accountability for that, said afterwards.
Props
that,
to
like,
him.
He played poorly in the second half, and it's really on him.
Yeah. But to blow a lead like 33-8 at halftime, it sucks. You lose 36-33. Now, shout out to Gray Hair Don't Care. Again, they're the other half of Endgame, but let's remember that that's still half of Endgame. And Endgame, you know, they were a good team in their division for a while. So
sure,
they have players who know how to win, obviously. They made a nice comeback, smarter players. So
it obviously took them a half to figure it out and then figured it out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's always good. And then what was the other game? Oh, and then there's the Bams and TMA. The Bams apparently just, like, kept blowing by TMA's defense. I guess their defense wasn't great. But, you know, I mean... It's just one of those games. I don't know if they have anybody. They have to have some new people for the Bams to just be, like, blowing by people, right?
I didn't really see anybody that was new.
I don't remember their team, so it wasn't great.
You know me. It's hard to see with masks on.
It's hard to see with masks on. That's topper for everybody. But TMA went out. They still made a couple plays, but they didn't make enough. I will give a shout-out to I'm obviously biased in this scenario, but Val Testa had an extremely good game. One of the things that people talk about TMA is that Steph moved off the team, Drunk Meg went to Tater Tots, so they were worried, like, all right, they went from four solid girls to they have Val and Diana, and people were going to be interested to see how that worked. And Val, to her credit, because I obviously talked to her after the game, she was excited about the game. She kind of just took it as, like, a leadership role for like, the women. She was all over. Every time I looked to the right, she was chasing down a quarterback.
Every time, yeah. We were in the field next to her, and
I saw her catch a touchdown. She had a bunch of catches. So she played very, very well, for sure.
Yeah, so they have a Val of the Year and a Brunel of the Year on the team.
Ooh, a Val of the Year and a Bernal of the Year. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Best Val and best Bernal on TMA. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And then they actually, I mean, they did pick up another girl, Lauren.
Two shots.
Two shots.
Diana's friend Lauren, who I believe played rugby, which will help get catching at least. And she seems really cool. So, I mean, TMA is still TMA. They're still going to be good once they figure stuff out. I'm sure that their quarterback just hasn't thrown a football since last November, and I understand that. So I wouldn't be too worried about it. But whenever TMA does lose, it's usually because they get – burned on the deep ball, so whatever. Oh, Ferger gets a shout out too, because every time I looked over, Verger was making like catches across the middle and moving, and you know, Ferger's put together like a nice family over there. I know that for sure, and hey, I want to give Ferger
his Brent. So
yeah, well, that's the greatest gift Ferger ever gave us was Brent, and we all agree on that. Right. Not anybody was ever going to argue that. Brent, we love you. I know somebody from your team is going to listen to this and put it in your team chat. All right, anyway, that makes us move on to the 2 o'clock games. Only three of them.
Okay, I'm going to butcher this, so sorry, Topper.
Hofbrauhaus?
Yeah.
All right, I gotcha.
Hofbrauhaus, Buffalo, 20 to Morningwood, 31. The Angels, 38 to Freeballers, 36. Zach Attack, 32 to...
Interdimensional Lightning Falcons.
Wow, 20.
Yeah, and that's that.
That's
and then
mouthful.
Sticky Bandits, 36.
That's the 3 o'clock game.
Oh, that's the three.
Unbelievable. This,
it's exciting.
Oh, this dollar store Emily isn't doing it for me, Curry.
Oh, that was harsh.
Yeah, it was supposed to be. All right, so Topper, you played Mo. You've talked nothing but shit about him for forever, and then you lose by 11.
But
what
it's
happened?
Still going to continue, because Mo really was irrelevant in that game.
What happened, bud?
They brought on some new talent. So their quarterback, it took him a couple series to get warmed up.
Sure.
And then he just realized that all he had to do was chuck it over our heads to this really fast guy that they brought on. I forgot his name.
Dave Wilburn.
No, nope.
Different fast guy.
Yeah, Dave and Mo were irrelevant.
Wow.
I shut him down on my side.
You shut him down, huh?
Topper shut down Wilburn and Mo. Got it.
All this guy did was throw the ball. I'd like give up on it because I'm like, oh, well, Dave's in front of me. He's not getting to that. Or Mo's in front of me. And this guy would come from the other side of the field and catch the ball like 20 yards behind me. He was so fast. It was ridiculous.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So that's a new guy for Morningwood. Who did you guys have?
We were missing... So I played the entire game on defense.
Oh, boy. Okay, that explains some more.
Yeah.
After already QBing how many games?
No, this was only my second game, so it was, I was still kind of
still fresh.
But, I mean, I really haven't played defense in 10 years. But
we didn't,
by design.
We had Todd, we had Aaron, and we had Brian. And Brian's new to the team.
Okay.
So we're missing Drew, and apparently Andrew's not playing on our team this season. So
At all? Is he in the league or just not on your team?
Not in the league right now.
And then you lost. And then you lost Pete too. Obviously,
We lost Pete. So we're down a little bit, but and you know we're just trying to get things figured out. And Kelly wasn't playing, so that
some important people.
Yeah, so we were down, but
it's a lot of losses.
No excuses. Actually. It was just that kid. He was super fast, super nice, and he's good.
Okay,
really good. So that Dave and Mo did nothing. I'll just. reiterate
that
this.
Is on the record.
Okay, no, it's fine. Just Dave and Mo did nothing against shutdown McGovern.
Dave looked good.
Well, so, obviously, everybody knows that. Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, there's that. And then Mo's, just Mo. So
I love it. This is my favorite thing. Again, Mo versus Gary versus Topper in the triple.
Oh, then they
match.
Brought Russ. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that helps.
He's really good.
Yeah, I've
proven that.
Isn't he like 58? But looks like he's 22.
Exactly. Yeah.
God, some people are just blessed. I am not one of them.
They played a good game.
The Angels played the Freeballers. I'm pretty sure you probably watched this game since
I
you were sporting a jersey, like a little fangirl. But
sure.
Who did they play? Angels.
Freeballers. It's
it's 40. Split. It's 40 year plan guys. New thing.
That's the one we watched right at the end.
Just the last play of it we saw. Yeah. So we know how it ends, but I don't know anything about the rest.
Yeah. How
of
did
the
it
game.
Get to the ending?
I feel like both teams were missing key players, and if both teams had them, it might have been a different game. It was a very close game. Freeballers have a bunch of new people. Obviously, it's a new team against Angels, who have Bobby QBing instead of Maddie.
Which is so weird. It's so weird to read the Angels instead of Maddie's Angels. And honestly, if that was like that was weird too to just like not have Maddie around.
Right.
Like, I mean, it was quiet in general, but extra quiet without Maddie. Around.
Yes, exactly, for sure. But let's just get straight to it. I mean, obviously, the game ended under a pretty cool way, so who wants to talk about it?
Well, we were getting ready to start our game on D3, or field one.
I think we were waiting for Casey to finish up the Angels game, so we're just watching the very end of it.
And then we're all like, did he just get sacked on the last play of the game for a win?
A walk-off sack.
A walk-off sack.
Walk-off safety, right?
Yeah. Safety, yeah. Sorry. Safety. Walk-off sack safety, yeah.
You don't see that often.
Yeah.
That's
an incredible way to end a game.
I'm trying to, like... I'm really trying to figure out what Lenny would say in this scenario, because the beauty to him of 40-year plan guys, new team losing on a safety in their first game is just unparalleled. That's crazy, but at the same time, like, shout out to the free balls bowlers for, you know, competing. You know,
against
there's a lot,
a really good team.
There's a lot of... Again, I was looking at the committee article, and you know the Angels were just disgusting with like their metrics or whatever you want to call it, whatever you nerds talk about. But like, I don't know everything about that, but I know the Angels are just always killing people, and only walk away with a 2-point win, even if they didn't have everybody. That's still impressive.
I also feel like it was the first time free ballers have played together as a team to go into the Angels' first one. You like feed them to like the Lions, and for them to come out with a
Well, that's what Topper's been doing. We talked about it earlier. Otherwise, it was trial by fire, right. Damn it. And that's just the way it goes.
So for them to come out with like a 2-point loss, it's pretty good.
I just wonder how the energy of the Angels is different now, because obviously Bobby and Maddie are just very different.
Two different human beings, 100%.
Absolutely, yeah.
But like the Angels were probably weirded out because they played a game at 2 and their quarterback was sober, so they didn't really know how that was going to
be.
That's probably why they didn't score 60. Because they're just like, ah, fuck it, let's just not chuck it this time. Yeah. So that's cool. But I mean, all right, that's actually a really good game too. And then Zach Attack, the D6 champions who moved up to D5, shout out to them. They're playing the Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, which is just the worst name. They win by 12. Jeff, I know you know a good chunk of the ILF, so what do you got? The ILFs.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it. So they have a quarterback that is going to be their guy for this session, and he wasn't available for the first week. So Andrew actually quarterbacked, I think he said, the first 4 drives of the game. And he did a terrible job. That's not my observation.
No, I think that's exactly what Andrew would have said.
That's Andrew telling me. He was really disappointed in himself.
Zero yards, interception.
Yeah, look,
turnover on downs.
Pick eight.
He had very high hopes coming in. Obviously, he was pretty disappointed at the outcome of this. Hopefully next week, if they have like their regular starter, or whether Andrew has to start again, hopefully they have better results. But Andrew kind of put the blame on his own shoulders and said it was his quarterbacking that put them in a hole, and then there was just nothing they could do to dig out of it.
Okay. Topper, I have a question for you then. I remember there was an email, because, again, with Running Lenny's Ladies, you sent an email to like the D6 captains. I think we had 10 teams in D6, but you wanted 2 of them to move up?
I wanted 2 teams to move up.
Who did it?
Zach.
Oh, okay. So they weren't originally going to move up?
He emailed me pretty much immediately, said, hey, you know what? I meant to put us up in the Division 5.
Okay,
anyway, so.
That's cool. Okay. Good. Good for them. I'm glad that they did that. Most teams do, they move up. Nobody, you didn't get another one to move up?
Not that I recall.
No, the Terratacos ended up signing up. So they were the other spot. Okay, that makes more sense then. All right, cool. Shout out to Zach Attack for being, you know, cool to move up as championship.
Yeah.
And, that's really neat. So they come up, they beat in a new team. You, like I said, you kind of personally know the ILF. Do you think they're in the right division or not?
I think they are. I think they're going to be fine this session.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't get destroyed by any means in this game. Like, they were fine, and they didn't have their starting quarterback. I think they'll do fine. They've got good athletes that have played before. Andrew's obviously very good.
That's not obvious, but...
Andrew's sneaky good. I don't think it's obvious at all.
For D5 in particular,
I hate throwing against Andrew. He always seems to get an interception.
He's a fast guy, and he's got incredible closing speed, so he can be really deceptive. So I think they'll do absolutely fine.
Underrated male of the year.
See, obviously, wasn't the right adjective.
Underrated male of the year candidate already.
Yeah. I mean,
there you go. Put him on the list.
Okay, and then that brings us to, finally, the 3 o'clock game.
All right, Sticky... was 36 to Dilfs 28.
And who quarterbacked for Dilfs? Topper, can you refresh my memory?
Yeah, so 47-year-old Topper quarterbacked his third game of the day.
So a bit of an asterisk
on the
sticky
defense.
After playing defense the whole 60 minutes prior.
You couldn't play defense for Dilfs too?
They wouldn't let me.
No.
We had no Travis. Actually, I was just delirious in that game. It was tough. You know what the tough thing was? I mean...
Was it our defense?
Or
do we get no credit for...
You guys were good, but you know what? Every time I was scrambling and trying to throw the ball, all I saw was one color. Because the black and the navy just...
That's fair. Too much. That is one of my.
So I was apprehensive about throwing it, even though I did like what, throw two picks, three picks. You would know me.
Yeah, I think we have three picks.
Don't worry about it.
We have three picks, and as I recall, Mike Thomas didn't really have too many troubles distinguishing the colors.
No, he did a little bit better with that. Yeah, because your guys were getting open over the top.
Yeah, well, I saw that. I had a really good picture in the end zone.
Probably Alex's was acrobatic. Yeah. Alex had a nice one.
I guess
like a ballerina on that back.
He was incredible. Listen, yeah. Alex is a finesse guy. You know, he's got some moves.
I love that. That's how you describe. So Mike Thomas is the thrower then.
Yeah, Mike Thomas is the quarterback.
The thrower. What's wrong with me?
Mike didn't miss on anything.
Yeah, Mike's got a tremendous arm. Mike's really good. I mean, we rode to the playoffs last session, won the championship. With Mike quarterbacking.
Yeah, Mac's probably hurting him from carrying Ricky, but I
love when you talk shit to people. So that's a question I have for you then. And I've asked this before, and I'll just put it on the podcast now. Can we put somehow on the standings page, maybe? This might be the best way. What a team's main color is. Because I feel like what you just said is my least favorite thing in the world is when people show up with the same color.
Yeah, and it's so hard to distinguish. I'm getting better at going through this. Right,
but the thing is, teams say, "Oh yeah, we forgot to tell you our color." Like they, like it's not what they registered with.
Okay, you know? That's fair.
So, I thought for the most part we got through the colors. All right, I probably didn't really think like
why would you think about the DILFs and sticky because you're not on either of those apparently.
No, but I go through them all. I checked them, so I must have just missed black.
Didn't think about it. That's crazy. Now for you, Jeff, I'm surprised that. As somebody who's run a team for 40 years at this point?
45 years.
How do you not just have white jerseys, too?
So we should have white alternates, and I would love to have white alternates.
That's what I'm worried about. Like, how did it not happen already?
Yeah, I think it's just a financial thing, you know, getting everyone to chip in for another set of jerseys.
Those shirts are 14 years old. They can't chip in?
Most of them are that old. A white shirt in their bag, just in case.
Well, that's what I think.
So there are two teams in D2, for example. So, like, Peachy Platoon, their color is navy blue. Mm-hmm. So when we play against Peachy, I'm sure we'll just, like, put on the white jerseys or something. They won't be official sticky jerseys, but we'll find something.
That was the one thing that I really liked when Travis joined our team 2-3 seasons ago, whatever it was, and we started designing new jerseys. The first thing was, all right, let's get dark blue ones and white ones, so that way we can just switch on the fly. Yeah. So we can, and everybody's supposed to bring both of theirs, whether they do or not is not really my problem.
Can you have those red, white, and blue ones?
That's what we have. Yeah. So the red, white, and blue, some are mainly blue, others are mainly white, just so that way we can always...
Sure.
Be different, which I think is great. And I do think, and this is something my floor hockey league used to do, you can demand anything. It's the TSL.
Sure.
Just make sure that teams always bring white so that one team can switch.
Sure.
And you'll just have whoever's higher in the division switch. And that makes it really easy.
Sure.
Yeah. You know? We used to have the yellow pennies, but someone stole them.
Right. Also, pennies are gross, and I don't think anybody would want to wear them.
Right. But I was good about washing them every week. So.
Oh, I'm sure you were, but still gross. Like, nobody wants to wear a penny. It's a penny. Ew. So, you said something about your game that I wanted to ask about because I didn't see it. You said she took a picture of Alex making a cool catch, but you said Brian. So did like Brian have a good game? I assume?
Oh, Brian had a phenomenal game. Almost all of our other touchdowns were Brian. I mean, Brian was just killing it.
Was he just running by people?
He's a quiet one.
Yeah, he's a quiet guy for sure.
He's a quick little guy. So
he's pretty quick. He's a phenomenal.
Just
athlete,
took the top off, and you guys threw bombs, and because Travis wasn't there to cover him.
Yeah, I mean, we're not a team that identifies by necessarily throwing the long ball, but you know, you see a weakness on your team, I would say we have a reputation of being the opposite. If anything, is like we're the team that's. Yep. Like dink it and dunk it, but you know, you take whatever the defense gives you. And toppers, you know, DILFs, I know they're missing a bunch of players. They were missing a bunch of players. I understand that, but we found what the weakness was, and we were just like, all right, I guess that's going to be our game plan today.
For the record, that was not me.
Well,
it was not the weakness.
I think we can put some of the offensive.
It is on the record officially. I can't even argue that. So, congrats to being on the record for that.
It's on the record.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up week one in terms of the games that happened. I don't know if you guys have the schedule for next week in your hands, but I'm curious, are there any games that you that you're looking forward to that you think will be interesting? If, you know,
I'm looking forward to only playing one game.
Yeah. Well, until it changes.
I think that don't Public Enemy and Eyes Downtown play each other?
They play each other 11 o'clock. That's gonna be one.
I think that's the main event of the day.
Yeah. That's definitely grudge match number one for sure. The other game that I think is gonna be really, really awesome is the crossover game, and I don't know if you did this on purpose, and I know didn't, but I'm going to pretend you did, but En Fuego playing overcompensated
is perfect. Yeah. That is perfect.
Those two teams do not like each other from D5 last session. They ended up meeting in the championship under asterisk circumstances because don't forget that En Fuego lost to Cobblestone in the playoffs last year and then cried about it. But I'm chitting on them too much this season. I'm sorry, guys. I don't want you guys to give me hate mail. But En Fuego overcompensators is one of our better rivalries in the league. Some people who only pay attention to the top 2-3 divisions wouldn't know that. But I really hope that they have their full squads and we see like one of their better games because I think that could be a crap ton of fun, honestly. For sure. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. What do you
got? Gray Hair Don't Care versus All We Do Is Quinn.
That could be very good as well.
We'll see if Gray Hair Don't Care actually...
Yeah, was it a fluke last year, or was it an En Fuego maybe moving up to, I think, are they good? Now Quinn again.
Joey Batts wasn't here this week.
No, that's why. No, you said it was quiet earlier. Yeah. What did you think happened? No Maddie or Joey? That was crazy. So there's that. Trying to see if there's anything else that might be kind of fun, but I don't think I see it. Oh,
I played Daryl Cobblestone.
Yeah, you guys should do something for that, right?
Oh, we always do. There's Corona buckets on the line.
That's awesome. You should wear a wig.
Actually, they gave me one of their jerseys, so I'm going to wear that.
I actually like that a lot better. That's actually what you should be doing, 100%. That is definitely it.
Peachy has a double. That'll be going all over well. It's going to be 87.
It's 87. Ooh, that's cool. I'm glad you told me about that really fast kid because we play Morningwood at 2 o'clock next week. So
you got to put, he caught balls that weren't even intended for him.
Okay.
Mo did nothing. That guy caught everything.
So wait, I'm confused. Did Mo have a good game or did Mo do nothing?
Well, he did nothing.
Got it. Mo did nothing. It's on the record.
Per topper. I want to just stress that more than ever. But no, I love Mo too. All right. So that's pretty much it for next week. So that brings us to, we usually do our MVP, LVP of the week. So I'll tend to go last. So Emily. You get to go first because that's just how these things work. Who's your MVP and your LVP of this week?
MVP is that knee brace girl because that's the first thing I said when I walked in here. She had a really good catch.
All right. Good job, knee brace girl.
LVP was that kid that let Katie Swanson swat that ball away because he definitely sucked.
I know. Wow. I mean, okay. Wow. Hot takes, but I like it. That's really exciting. Topper, who do you have for MVPs and LVPs?
So I'd have to go with Mike Thomas from Sticky.
Mike Thomas, okay.
Really good game. Mo.
You can't just always make Mo your LVP. Well, I guess you can do whatever you want. It's your time.
This was the first thing that came to mind. I could think about something here. Who had a bad game? Right? That's what we're looking for?
Yeah, LVP, just in anything. You can name it on anything. Georger's calling. Hi, Georger.
While this is going on, girl with the knee brace, please, I want to meet you and know your name this coming week.
Okay. Wow. Other Emily wants to know girl with the knee brace. We can make this happen.
It's like a misconnection thing.
Come back to me on that one.
Come back to you in the LVP.
Think of an LVP.
All right, Jeff, I feel like you got some stuff here.
MVP is an easy one for me. It's a bit of a cop-out, but I'll say it. It's everybody who was respectful at the gate.
You stole mine.
Everybody, I'm sorry. You got to think of my own. You got a second. I don't think I'll steal your LVP. Mm. We'll see. But, yeah, everybody was just so cool and understanding of the situation. So, I just thought that it was phenomenal that everyone kind of came together and did what we had to make football possible again. And as somebody that misses that so much throughout the year, I appreciate everyone.
He is beaming.
Oh, my God. I am. Nice. I'm so happy
to
be back.
No, I agree with you.
I'm so happy to be back.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
100% right.
And
it's good to have football back.
My LVP will not be named, but anyone that feels like they need to, try to do things to undermine the league, make phone calls to certain departments. Did I steal both of them?
Mine's going
to
be
you shouldn't have let me go
mine's
first.
Mine's going to be more specific, though. Don't worry about it.
No, please, go for it. So you understand my LVP. Look, we're a fun group. We're a great community. And if you, for selfish reasons, feel the need to try to take that away from us, then you are my LVP forever.
I love that. Can I come back to you for LVP yet? Or?
Not yet.
All right, then
not
I yet. Guess I'm going to go. My MVP, this will be a different form of cop-out, but I'll give it to you, Topper. Number one, you drove all the way here almost twice. On the podcast, which it took forever to get you to do that. But let's face it. I know very intimately just how much work you've put in to make sure that we can play football. Because this sucked. I mean, it sucked for everybody. Everybody accepts that. But Topper's been on the phone with the state with anything, the bar with anybody he could be to see what we can do to make sure we can play football. And yeah, it might be crazy. And yes, Topper's out here in his old age. He's the only one we got left, so we can't really let him do this. But he's in the sun, bashing in stakes and setting up snow fence and doing everything he can, staying up late, making sure that we can all play football and it'll go as smoothly as possible. And, like, it all starts and ends with you at this point. Like, you know, we're doing our best to help you what we can, but, like, without you, none of this is possible. And that's the just the God's honest truth. So, like, thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
The crew, you guys as a crew, were very helpful. I mean, I didn't want to do it without you guys, so that's why you're on the crew.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. My LVP is going to touch on what Jeff said, and my LVP, literally, after such a great week one, my LVP is going to be other co-ed football leagues. Because I'm sorry. First off, Mo, I know you're listening to this, bud. We're good buds. Like, you check into me and you just check my arm, see if I'm doing okay and stuff. But, like, for you to be shady and try to get this, like, all this stuff we're all working hard for to get shut down, like, I don't know if you think people are just going to all flock to your, like, bullshit Narden leagues. We enjoy what you do sometimes, but, like, don't, like, just stop it, man. Like, just stop trying to get things cut down. We're doing everything the way we could. Don't lie to people. Don't try to make that stuff happen. And I'm telling you, and Lenny would be, the ghost of Lenny is going to haunt me tonight because he hates when I do, like, the negative press thing, because which should always be a positive podcast. But, like, I'm telling you right now, it's bullshit to me that Game On decided to email everybody that football wasn't happening after Topper's League started, knowing that their teams couldn't go to him. Because, like, I know for a fact, because, like, I run the Facebook, I do things, I get messages from other teams saying, hey, I know it's last second, but, man, this really sucks. We just got canned. And, you know, one of the better parts about last week were that Game On, people who I would consider, quote-unquote, Game On people, because we're all apparently different races, but, like, they were here, and they had a great time, and they were like, oh, this is what people were talking about, and they're more excited. So, like, for an email that was designed to keep as many people with Game On as possible, I think you actually just had the opposite effect. But either way, like, you kind of, like, screwed people over from trying to have a good time if they wanted to. And a lot of people won't get to play football. Which, again, football is, like, the least important thing in the world considering everything that's going on. But, like, to some people, it's just, like, their good escape. It's the one little thing out of all the other crap that's happening that can make it happen. And I just thought that was so low. And I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking shit about other leagues, but nobody else deserves an LVP this week besides those guys. I'm sorry. That's just it.
Topper, your LVP's up.
Oh, man. I was deep, deep, deep.
I talked as much as possible so you could do it.
I was deep with that conversation. I'm going to stick with Mo.
Gary dropped the ball, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
Mo can't drop a ball if they don't throw it to him. So Gary's worse. Yeah.
Gary, whether or not he caught the ball or dropped it, he was still a factor in the game because of that play. Mo, I don't even know what he did.
I feel like based on this, your LVP should be Jess Cunningham because during the offseason she married Gary on purpose and now she's having his kid. So, like, I feel like that should be where you're going with it.
Well,
I'm sorry, Gary, don't fight me.
Yeah, let's just hope the kid has her looks, her athletic ability.
For what it's worth, I think Gary agrees with you, so I'm not even going to argue. And with that, we're actually at an hour, which is really cool. So this is where we always get into the final thoughts, which is perfect. Sorry, man. You got to have a final thought. This was designed by Leonard Elba. So what did you think was going to happen here?
I haven't really listened to one of our podcasts in a while either.
No, that's cool. That's great publicity. Thanks for everything.
Well, I talked to you guys all week.
I know. So. That's very true, too. Emily, you get to give me your final thoughts on everything, and then we'll just continue.
Final thoughts. I'm so glad football's back. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Even though I can't play, I am very excited to still be a part of the league. Thank you, Topper, so much for having this be a thing.
Yeah, no, you're right, 100%. Do you need time? Am I going to Jeff?
I'm good. I'm ready.
Okay. Speak up.
What are we doing again?
Your final thoughts.
Actually, I a couple of things I would like to back up on, because I thought the Rose Garden really stepped up too last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And having, you know, waitresses and people like outside to take care of us was a great added touch. But going back to what Jeff said about all of our people that showed up and not giving us any trouble, it really went well. It was, you know, we didn't know how that was going to go. I don't think anyone really knew how things were going to go in week one. But, you know, thank you all for making it very easy on us, you know, for the check-in process and everything. So thank you, and thanks for the crew, too.
No problem, brother. Mr. Kroll,
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that we all loved was just seeing all of these people that we haven't necessarily seen for the last almost year or so. So that's pretty exciting. But I guess I'm also excited because next week in week two, there are still teams that didn't play in week one. So we haven't seen Vaspian. We haven't seen tight ends in motion. There's still a lot of people that like we haven't had the chance to really connect with yet. So
marketing mayors.
It's just exciting to have. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's just exciting to have all of these teams coming back. And it felt like last week was sort of an awesome, like, you know, almost like a back to school type thing. Yeah. Like, you know, like, hey, like, it's exciting to see these people. Yeah. And now we have like another one of those next week. So still just exciting to kind of get the family back together and keep it going.
I guess that means me. I'm going to basically piggyback off Jeff because apparently we're the same person, which is fine. Like, it's fine. I'm just slightly more handsome.
I can do a lot worse than Joe K.
Guilty. I've said this on this podcast 1,000 times. It's probably been my final thought more than ever, but I've always stressed that this league is a family. Like, it just is. And just like Jeff said, it was awesome to see your family again. Like, he considered it like back to school, like first day of school. I consider it like family reunion. And next week, more of the family is going to show up, and it's going to be great as we work out the kinks. And yes, maybe there's not 400 of us at the bar being ridiculous and kicking potted plants or something ridiculous, like just screwing around. But for what we can do, it was still awesome to just see people, to be sitting at the bar with people, having a drink, doing what we can, making sure they're wearing their masks, like everything. But like, it just means so much to me that we're with our family. Like, we're with the people that, like, honestly, maybe may not make us the absolute happiest in life, but it comes pretty freaking close. Cause like, there's not very many people that stepped foot on that field last weekend that I don't like. Really, you picked now to move the table.
That was a mistake.
It's fine. But, screwing around aside, it was just great to be back. Like, it kills me inside that I can't play yet, regardless if I'm going to try and play in October or not. But, like,
same.
Yeah, I guess I'm piggybacking off of you, too. We're just a bunch of crippled people over here. But it felt so good to just make it happen and to see everybody. Like, I have the inside view of Topper and, you know, we call them the board of directors or whatever. And that name sticks around. For people who get bitter about that, that name sticks around because Ramir named it that right away. And none of us are going to change it because of obvious reasons. But our friends, our family, everybody was back. I made new friends already, people that I had never met before. We had mentioned people from Game On who showed up and they hung out with us and it was like, oh, they're like, oh, this is badass. I'm like, yeah, this is what we do. Welcome to the family. Like, that's just what I say. Welcome to the family. I hope you have the best time you can. So I think it's fair to say that week one went as well as it possibly could have. And there was a lot of like I said, emails, text chains, Telegram things, everything that you could possibly think of that went into making sure that this league could go. And I don't know if you know, but we're the only ones doing it. And it was a lot of work to make it happen. And even if outside sources want to try to bring it down, they're not going to be able to. We're doing the best we can. We're all working together. And, you know, thank you to everybody who was awesome. Thank you for everybody who understood the rules. If they didn't, they asked questions. Nobody got mad. Nobody got bitter about the check-in. Nobody, like, it was just great. Like, even the refs were cool. Like, everything worked out the way we needed it to. And that's it. Just thank you, everybody. Week two is almost here. You'll probably be hearing this on a Thursday, I want to say. But I look forward to seeing all of your smiling faces as soon as possible. And yeah, that's it. So thank you guys and good night. Anybody want to say anything else? No, they're all shaking their heads. No, we're all good here. Good. Thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. And we miss you, and we'll see you on Saturday.